We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good evening and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Show. I'm joined with Luis Pacheco at Pachego on Twitter. I'm Adam Zadroik. Luis, welcome in to the Tuesday night show. How are you feeling on this night?
I'm feeling great. It can't go worse than yesterday. So, you know, I'm leaving up my Twitter bio. I'm just donating money to the community, man.
So Tuesday slate, it was pretty much, you know, what the odds entailed. It was just plug in the three PSG guys and then go with Abdoulaye Seck, a $2,500 Maccabi Haifa guy. We said Maccabi would score. It turns out it was some guy who I don't even know if he started before, but he got a brace, a center back for Maccabi Haifa at 2,500. So if you went those four guys, the rest of your team didn't even matter. I think I think those four guys was like 140 points, maybe more. So yeah. Incredible slate, though. So hopefully you sack. He was mentioned in the Discord. So if you're not in the Discord, I guess that's your fault. Though I did not use him personally, so maybe there's nothing to talk about there. But Wednesday slate, we have Napoli in a similar situation to what PSG was in. So Napoli, 79% chance to win, 50% clean sheet, 2.42 implied goal total, home against Rangers. Rangers just gave up 7 goals at home to Liverpool. Napoli has already scored 4 goals at home against the Liverpool, against whoever I'm forgetting about here, Ajax.
Yeah.
So we just plugging in 6 Napoli guys and just taking the PSG route. Don't even think about anything else. Who cares if the rest of your lineup is 2,500? Just plug in Napoli. Is
just
that right?
Just plug everybody in. Everybody in.
There we go.
We're done. You just hang up. I mean, Napoli is expensive, right? I mean, one of the most exciting teams in Europe this season. But, you know, I mean, you have to pay a pretty penny. I mean, you can do it, but I don't know. I mean, I'm as much as I like Kvaratskhelia or Lozano or Zielinski, your boy. It's just they're expensive. I feel that, you know, Liverpool, there is some chances there. Liverpool does well. I like the Frankfurt-Marseille match. I like the Leverkusen-Atletico match. So I think just going with Napoli is not the same. It's not as concentrated as in PSG, for example, or what could be Bayern or Barcelona, mm-hmm. right? So we are lucky that Inter is in the early slate, so we don't have to worry about them. So a fun slate overall. I mean, are you plugging Kvaratskhelia? Or I don't know how you say Kvaratskhelia. Yeah.
I was going to say, you said that so quickly at first. And I don't even know if I've said his last name before. I must have.
People say Kvaratskhelia, right? Like, right? Most people say the first name, right?
But Kvaratskhelia. There we go. That's right.
That sounds great to me.
I don't think you can play him. He's 10.5K, and yeah, I just think it's too much.
Yeah, I think so, it's expensive.
So we got to talk about Napoli, just to get it out of the way. Basically, all these guys are in play to be subbed off. We don't know who's going to be going 90. So we got the question up front, Raspadori, we got projected right now. But Victor Osimhen, how do you say that? Osimhen came back over the weekend. I think he started over the weekend for Napoli. So we have the two, you know, the central strikers there for him.
Baby Simeone in there too.
Yeah, so, another guy, Simeone. So we have all these guys up here. Lozano, and then Zielinski's always subbed off early.
Politano, Raspadori.
So we have that question. It's almost like it's not a must that you get a Napoli guy in, even though we look at the odds and we see this, and maybe they're going to score four goals, but... Or do we just plug in Lozano here at 7,800 because he's cheap and it seems like he's going at least 75 minutes every match? Or is just that, I mean, that's not too expensive when you look at the odds and everything here.
I mean, when all is said and done, I'm going to say I'm probably going to have zero Napoli in my lineup. So it's just, I mean, I like the odds, but as you mentioned, it's not like they are the only team that has a, favor odds, and also there's good prices everywhere and quite open slate. I think that there is Son, there is Griezmann at forward. Griezmann's expensive though, but there is Son that did pretty well the previous match. Spurs have to win. Napoli, as you mentioned, is classified already as qualified for the next round. They just want to probably secure first spot with a win, not completely very excited about anyone. I mean, unless you have the salary for the defenders. Maybe Oliveira has done well, but it's a guy that I never trust since Getafe days. So I don't know. I feel I'm gonna have zero Napoli, and probably that's gonna be my demise. But I don't know. How do you feel about it? Do you want any luck for Napoli? And it's just Zielinski sounds good, but it's expensive, so.
Yeah, we'll have to run through this. But yeah, it's not – there isn't one guy who is a must. But, I mean, we've seen Zielinski at this price already this season. And, I mean, we've mentioned him. I mean, he's been at least 8,200 on every slate. We mention him on every slate. He has that big, Liverpool performance, 2 goals and an assist. And then he had a floor of 18 points in the prior meeting against Rangers. So that's always, in the back of your head, 8,700. That's not terrible. He's cheaper than if, De Bruyne was in this spot. I don't know if you want to compare those guys, but...
Yeah, you could. I think you could.
So 8,700, that's not the worst price once we get to midfielders here. So is the first... But at Ford, is Griezmann the first guy into your lineup coming off a brace against Batiste over the weekend?
Looks good. Griezmann looks good. He's pretty much carrying the team on his back, taking corners now. True, moving all over the place. Back to Griezmann pre-Barcelona, pre-stupidity day. So he's great. He's a little bit pricey, though. Not that it seems going to matter, since I feel there's good prices on Frankfurt, Marseille. But I'm totally in a Son Griezmann forward line for my cash lineup. I like Harit as well, but for some reason, Marseille, fantasy-wise, hasn't been as productive, right? So
outside of Guendouzi 2 weeks ago, I think he was on PKs at, 3,200 or something like that.
Guendouzi is good. I like Griezmann with corner set pieces. Atletico needs to win, especially if Porto doesn't win in the first match. Even if Porto wins, Atletico's urge to win and then have the final matchup at Porto, needing a win to go to the next round. So he's a guy that is not going to get subbed unless you know, unless he's injured. So I like Griezmann. I think the price, I mean, I'd be happier at 8,700 as Zielinski is, but 92 is not as, I mean, I'm kind of sad that it's not 7,000 as it used to be like 2 weeks ago, but, you know, like we do what we can. And I like Son at home against Sporting. Spurs is a little bit like Marseille to me. Under Conte, they are more solid, but Song has lost that high floor that he used to have playing as a winger, now more as an inside central attacking midfielder. It has been more sketchy. I mean, he delivered a lot last matchup, but you know, I mean, always a risk. But I like those two guys, Son and Griezmann, for a cash lineup.
I guess we'll get into some of the cheaper options, but I feel like if we're going to rank these set-piece takers, high-end set-piece takers, I think I'd go Griezmann, Zielinski, and then I'd go Son. I just think 1,100 cheaper for Zielinski than Son is too much. And, I mean, as long as you can find something to do with that extra 1,100... I kind of like that. I mean, Son has been kind of off and on this season. And I know in a recent match he was taking all set pieces over Perisic. But, I mean, it's a fluid situation. So it's not something that's not guaranteed. And just Tottenham in general, just the way they play. I know this is, you know, Sporting have had some bad matches in Champions League. But they did lose this first matchup, I want to say. It was 1-0.
I think they did, right? I think Sporting won.
It was 2-0. I remember I won some contests because I played the...
Yeah, I played a lot of the Sporting guys were super cheap, right?
Yeah, I played the Sporting goalkeeper at captain, I'm pretty sure, if I remember. Nice. But
nice. Yeah, I mean, the thing with Son, I mean, comparison with Zielinski is like, I feel there's more cheap options at midfielder than a forward. Obviously, you know, there is always a forward play. I mean, that might not have a decent floor, but you know, matchup seems good. The incentive seems there. He has done relatively well the last two matches. You against Newcastle was decent. So yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, it's quite an open slate. Quite an open slate. I mean, maybe you go Morata and Griezmann, maybe you go Liverpool guys. I mean, Ajax has been terrible and Liverpool is scoring a lot. Maybe you go Chucky Lozano, you know, Chucky Lozano 7,800 or Politano, one of those guys instead of Son. I think that's good. I mean, I feel better about Griezmann just because he really is, he's been kind of like the alpha on the team, if you want to call it that way. Whereas for the second spot, I can see salary dependent, right? Like depends who you want to play in your spots might be the break even.
Yeah, I do like Lozano. If depends what the rest of your lineups can look at for your second forward, but yeah. Otherwise for cash games like Dembele, it's 9,400. Even though they're home against Bayern, that's not like a place to attack.
Yeah.
You got the Liverpool guys. I'm not sure, you know, they're worth it in cash games. We're looking at the goal odds here. Lewandowski has the best odds to score on the slate at 10.3. Harry Kane's 9,500. He's just under that. Harry Kane actually has the same odds to score as Lozano. So it's pretty telling right there. But
I don't understand what's going on with Lewandowski. First match against Bayern wasn't pretty good. And he's being like the kindergarten bully, right? Like he smacked all these low level teams, Spain, but when he's good in Europe, he hasn't done well. So I don't understand why the odds are still so high, especially in a game against Bayern. Like, you know, Bayern has spanked Barcelona multiple times in every place. Mm-hmm. So I just don't see. I mean, those odds are right. I wish I can short those odds, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you should look at his numbers in the prior matchup. He had 7 shots, two on target. He actually had a, I remember, because people played Lewandowski in cash games, and he still had a floor of 14 points, even though he didn't score. But yeah, it's like, do you want to, it's just not for cash games here at 10.3K. He's too much. Sure, go with it in tournaments. Go hope for the, you know, he finally shows up in a big game. But
guys, to those that listen, tip: if Inter wins, there's nothing Barcelona can do. So they might even sit him. So
I don't know about that.
Pro tip: Barcelona can't do anything if Inter wins. So they're done. So
true.
Anyhow, so hey, okay, you know, hey, Lewandowski, high shot. I don't see it. 10,300. I see it less, but you know, hey, playing cash. Maybe you get the 14 points plus the goal. You get 28, and you know, good luck with the rest. But yeah, I don't see it. I like the Dembele seems to always do it. In Bayern, who wasn't pretty good though, I remember, but I'm not sure if he played the full match or he started. I remember he. He wasn't very good for fantasy, so I don't know. Any of those guys, I mean, we talk about, I mean, if you want to look at lineups, it's fine. I'm not touching the Ajax guys, I think Tadic or Berges or whoever plays in Ajax. I have no interest in any of those guys.
Not going to play him against Liverpool.
Yeah. I'm kind of, I like the Marseille guys.
Really?
Alexis Sanchez seems to do well. Harit takes pieces, I think. Son, not many.
I feel like there's a clear mispricing here as we,
yeah,
we look at, like, if you're looking at these Marseille guys,
yeah,
like Sanchez 7,500, Harit 8,000. Like, why not just go to the starting striker on Frankfurt for 5,300, Kolo Muani? Seems pretty, I mean, pretty clear, like, why that he's mispriced here. I mean, they're slight home favorites, but they are home favorite here for Kolo Muani here. What are your thoughts about using him as your second forward?
I really like the price, and he, as you say, he's in a decent spot, so I'm not no problem with any of the either Kolo Muani or Borre. I'm not sure who's slated to start.
Borre really hasn't started when Kolo Muani's been healthy. I know this because I have a so rare Beret card that's not doing me very well. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. We have a. Yeah, we can talk about that one another time. Yeah. I guess you're right. So I like Kolo Muani. I mean, that price. I mean, he's been decent. This group is open, right? It's Spurs first, and then with 8 points, right? And then everybody else with 7 or 6. So yeah. I mean, by all means, I'm. I mean, if that's where the salary takes you, it's not bad. I probably like Kolo Muani a little bit more than Morata in the sense that it feels that, you know, Frankfurt might score better than Atletico in general. But, you know, I mean, hey, second forward, whatever you feel. An interest on I don't like Coman or Sané, right, at those prices, but.
No, I mean, it'll be hard to. I mean, you also got Coman. Who knows if he's going to be ready for 90.
Yeah.
I don't think he even played over the weekend because of a thigh injury. So, I mean, these guys are kind of overpriced for this matchup, which is.
Yeah.
Makes it a little difficult to play them. Is there anyone else in this low end? Like we mentioned Morata, we mentioned Kolo Muani. Is there any other forward that we actually consider here? I mean, it's you have some, I guess, Leverkusen guys. There's not a ton. You have the Rangers guys. I guess if you think that, you know, if Napoli score, if this is like a PSG situation where, you know, Napoli isn't intent on going for the clean sheet kind of a thing. Like maybe some of these Rangers guys down in the 4K range could be considered, but
yeah, I like your play of Colomwani. Honestly, I think as a second forward for that price is good. I mean, you have a discount on the next potentially playable guy, which I feel is Morata. Well, Thomas Müller is just not a good play, not a good guy to play. So totally with you here. I mean, his numbers are decent. Marseille's not pretty tight back. And hey, it could work. I think it could work.
If you really want to go down, I'd suggest Ryan Kent for Rangers. It seems like he's the most, maybe he's the most set for 90 minutes. I believe he started every match in Champions League. There's been a lot. They've rotated a bit because it just really hasn't been working in Champions League. So if you had to go to one, maybe Ryan Kent at 3,700, and he's surprisingly cheaper than pretty much everyone else on their team. But I mean, that's kind of that likely means you're what, spending on two defenders, maybe spending on a midfielder. So I guess that's a weird, it's a weird strategy, but if you want to do that.
Yeah, it's just odd. I don't know if it's because odd, but what is Thiago a forward? I mean, I don't remember a single game that guy has been a winger. So if you want to play Thiago Alcantara, if he starts, be my guest. But
no, he's out.
He's out, yeah. My God, like, why did he have forward? I don't remember a single match, not even in Bayern or Barcelona.
DraftKings did this, like, I don't know, a year or so ago, and they'd never gone back on it. It's been midfield / forward for Thiago, and it's like, all right, well, we forgot about him, so we're not going to change his position kind of thing, so.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to matter much. I'm with you. I think, definitely. I like the Colomwani play. For cheap, if you want to spend on Zielinski or, you know, I guess, and I haven't seen the defender prices yet, but I probably TAA is expensive. Totally take forward. As we said, you know, Son hasn't been the picture of consistency. So the matchup, I mean, Lisbon probably is still tough. So, all right.
Right, for midfield. So
midfield, that's right. We talked about Zielinski already. Take it or leave it, right?
We talked about Zielinski. I guess the question is, if you go him or you, because are you going to be able to go with, I guess it depends what you want to do at defense, but do you want like a Griezmann, Zielinski, and are you going to be able, do you want Kimmich, I guess is the question. Do we want Kimmich at 7,200? At Barcelona, not the best spot, but I mean, Kimmich is Kimmich. Musiala,
Kimmich is Kimmich,
Musiala's right there. Those are your main guys, really, unless you know you consider Perisic at 6,700. I'm not sure I would, but
yeah,
those are the main guys. So, are you looking towards Kimmich here? 7,200, you know, He hasn't had, the first match, Bayern won 2-0, and his floor was about 6 points. So because Barcelona was pushing for a lot of that. But I don't know, 7,200, or is it a situation where you don't use Kimmich and he has a floor of 15 points, and you're like, oh, yeah, this makes sense. So
yeah. I mean, if you ask me between Zielinski and Kimmich, I feel Kimmich might be safer, less upside, obviously, but you know, 1,500 is good money to use. It's just, I mean, between those guys, I'm not sure what else is safe, right? Like we say Guendouzi is taking some set pieces, but it's 4,600 now. I see Jordan Veretout starting, but you know we know what Veretout does. He's a guy that can give you what's the name of the Burnley guy? Can give you Ashley Westwood performances or maybe an assist, right? So
yeah, Moutinho, Westwood, those kind of
Moutinho
guys.
But you know you pay what you get for, right? So if you need salary, maybe it's not bad. Everybody else kind of like, I mean, I started to like Perisic, but a 6-700 seems too expensive for, for not as much outside lately. Keep going with the Frankfurt Marseille game. I'm not sure if Mario Götze is going to start. I mean, he's cheap. Numbers are not pretty good, but he does take some corners when he starts.
Yeah, I guess that would be something to look at. Getz has gone 90 back-to-back matches, but
yeah,
I don't think he's actually been taking set pieces lately because Kamada's been – it's been Kamada and – because Lenz is playing out wide on the left side, so Lenz and Kamada have been splitting them. So
it could be. I'm not sure.
So Getz doesn't even have set pieces anymore, so –
yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess he doesn't. Let me see when last time. Do you have when last time? I just haven't seen much of him playing lately. Let me see.
I mean, he's had one corner since August. Yeah. So.
Yeah, in that case, I guess he's going to be Lock Lens on lineup. So.
There is a question for... it's not the greatest matchup, but so we have Leverkusen, and so Demarbe is out, Aaron Gies is out, so we have a situation with, let's look at the projected 11 here.
Diaby, probably.
Yeah, so we got Diaby, Hudson-Odoi, probably the main guys. We can click into... they've done. I mean, it's been a lot of Demi.
Frimpong seems to be the best for our game, right?
Nadim Amiri came on and split set pieces with Diaby because he came on for Demirbay over the weekend. So, I mean, maybe like Amiri is 4,100. He's, you know, a central midfielder, but, you know, what is this playing him for? Two corners?
Yeah, I don't mind him.
Two corners at Atletico, though? Is that worth it here?
Well, you know, it's not like Atletico's being very tidy. I mean, for that price, I mean, I guess, I mean, if he's between Beretout and Amiri, I guess it's just a dealer's choice, I guess. I don't mind at all. I mean, I think that's a decent price. And, I mean, Amiri usually, yeah. I mean, Demirbay, I mean, it's just a... I have seen Leverkusen play lately just to see if Xabi Alonso has something, but his team has been disappointing so far. So, you know, hey, I guess he's as good as Beretout. But, you know, if you go down there, you know, I'm okay with that.
So we have a couple of sporting guys here. Marcus Edwards, 5,400. Trincao, 4,800. I want to point out, so like if you look at Marcus Edwards' game log, he's gone 35 and 26 minutes the last two matches, but he's been the guy subbed off because Sporting had early red cards in each of the last two matches.
Yep.
I believe he's one of the split set piece takers, I think, with Trincao.
Yeah.
I mean, they're at Tottenham, but Tottenham are Tottenham. We've just seen him. Allow a ton of set pieces and, you know, get smashed. Obviously, that's the Premier League, and, you know, Sporting Lisbon are not the same level as a Manchester United or even Newcastle. But 5,400 for someone like Marcus Edwards, even Trincao, who I guess has experience playing Tottenham, but I don't hate it. I guess it's sitting in this 5K range, so it just depends on.
Yeah, I just being as stubborn here. I mean, I feel like to play this guy, it depends if Beretout start, but Beretout took sets on the weekend. You know, I know he kills probably Guendouzi, but, you know, it's a matter of kind of get 6 to 8 points for 3,500. And it's just, I mean, I can always gamble with Trincao. I like Marcus Edwards as a player, obviously. You know, he's going to England. You know, those guys seem to want to show their fellow Islanders to how good they are, how they're missing, right? But, you know, I don't know. I feel that, you know, rather spend the money on defenders and Go with Bertrand as the second mid if you have Kimmich or Zielinski. So.
Yeah, I guess, of course, you just got to watch out for lineups. I don't think Payet's been starting. If Payet's in there, obviously he would probably be
Payet is just
instead.
Too old now. He's sadly
yeah,
one of the DFS darlings.
He's pretty much been benched, so that's why we're getting this projected 11 that we see here. But yeah, I mean, 3,600 for Vertut makes sense. You know, at Frankfurt, not impossible. Maybe not the best spot, but it. You know, there are worse spots, I guess. I guess at Tottenham is probably a worse spot. So I guess there you go. But does anyone else stand out at the bottom range for midfield? I'll mention Curtis Jones here. I don't even think he's played in Champions League, but he went close to 90 over the weekend for Liverpool. I doubt he'll start, but just someone to keep an eye on if that's the case. Yeah, I mean, that's probably it. You know, like we mentioned the midfield issue with Leverkusen, like Robert Andrich is in there.
Yeah.
Probably won't play him. He's going to get a yellow card, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just doesn't feel like anything else pops. You know,
I mean, would you go to like Lobotka?
We mentioned Perisic. Nobody in Atletico. I want to play in midfield.
So here's your question. We had the Vitinha play today with PSG. Let's pull up to see what he actually got here. 79
right.
minutes, 3.5 points. Didn't really do anything. So that was not too surprising. But we have Lobotka for Marseille. Not Marseille.
For Napoli.
For Napoli. Lobotka, one of the guys who might go 90. You know, he's playing alongside Ndombele there in the midfield. It's you know, why not? Why not?
I don't know. I mean, I think totally. I feel myself as a child, you know, like the goalkeeper paradox, right? When you're in a PK, the optimal thing is to stand in the middle and wait, and you will save more goals than going to one side or the other. But after the third PK doesn't go to the middle, you want to move. So so nobody's gonna yell at me for recommending Vertut. But if I do my stake on Lobotka, I guess probably people is going to hey, you know, this guy is just
Lobotka has four shots this season.
Yeah, I mean for. Go Busquets, right? I don't know.
We got Fabinho down here. We had Fabinho scoring goals last season, but he hasn't really gotten his forward this year.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right, that's it. I think that's it for midfield. We're just talking about defensive midfielders here.
Yeah, there's no. I don't think there's much value outside of the guys we talk about. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just quite open, right? Like, let's just, yeah. Don't lose it there, guys. Don't lose it there. Just lose it somewhere else.
Yeah, you just gotta give your rose out. Remember, we were talking Bachelor yesterday. So.
Oh my god, yeah. I give it to Neymar, and Neymar just step on it. But hey, I'm Mar.
Never give your rose to Neymar. That was a bad decision.
Yeah. So are we plugging the Liverpool guys and Lens? Those are our three final spots, or? What are your feelings here?
We're getting a question about Zambo Anguissa for Napoli. He's 6K, but he's coming off an injury.
Zambo Anguissa is 6K?
He's sick. Yeah, he's had some really awesome matches. Like he had a brace, he had a couple assists against Ajax, but he's just a guy that pops up in the box, and he's not like even if he starts, it's hard to see him going 90 from a thigh injury. So he's if he starts, he's going to be one guy's come off, and I'm not sure he's worth the 6K, so.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
What were we mentioning? Lens. We're going defense here.
Yeah, so Lens taking corners. I just checked that, right?
You're plugging Lens in. At Atletico, you're confident in Lens?
Well, Lens is at Marseille. He has home base with Marseille, right? He's a Frankfurt guy.
Man, I'm getting these red German teams mixed up. All right.
I know. Yeah. Hey, it's hard. One is a symphony, and the previous one is the corporate monster, like, you know?
Yes. All right. So we have projected right now for Frankfurt, we have Lenz and Eric Jr. at wingback. And then for Leverkusen, we have Bakor. Bakker, we played him last week, I believe, or 2 weeks ago.
He was cheap.
Yeah, he did pretty well. 3,500. Yeah. Now he's 3,700. And then Frimpong is, I believe, mid. Oh, no. Frimpong is defense. So we got.
Yeah, Frimpong has been great.
We got German wingbacks. We have TAA for 6,400. We have Simikas for 6,300. Your favorite, Pedro Porro. We got the Napoli guys and Mario Rui and yes. Di Lorenzo. We got a lot of ways to go here.
Yep.
So do you want to – I mean, you're already mentioning Lens. So you're plugging in Lens.
Yeah.
You're not even going to the Liverpool or whoever first?
Yeah, I'm plugging in Lens. And if he doesn't play, I probably play the Italian guy behind him, the Roma guy, Pellegrini, right?
Oh, Pellegrini's back finally? Okay.
Well, I don't know if he's back, but I know if either Lens or him, right? I don't think there is anyone else.
Does Pellegrini also take sets here?
Well, he's 3,400, so I guess – and he does take some sets, actually, so.
Yeah, that's just another injury situation. We'll see if he starts. He played 10 minutes last week in a cup match.
Yeah.
You know, he's coming off a – muscle injury, didn't play over the weekend, so
yeah.
I mean, again, this is just a situation with guys coming off muscle injuries. It's like they're probably gonna go 60 minutes. It's just hard to see him going 90 when you got five subs.
Yeah, no, I see that, but you know, I'll risk it for 3,400, right? But
all right, so I know your Liverpool take. You're gonna talk about Liverpool. They don't attack in Champions League and.
Well, but they do now.
They do now. Oh. Well, we got 6,400. TAA is the second biggest favorite. Isn't that he's not the first play into your lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I like TAA, but.
You're playing Christopher Lenz over TAA, though.
Yeah, just because I have $2,000, right?
Okay. All
yeah, right. No, I like TAA. I mean, it's just. I mean, Liverpool, obviously. I mean, they need. Points. I mean, they can get complicated, right? Ajax wins, I think. So,
I mean, yeah, I guess because they play Napoli in the last match. Yeah, I guess that's why it would be complicated if they lost. Yeah, because they have
right?
9 points and Ajax has 3. So it looks basically they can't lose. So
yeah, they need to win, right? I mean, obviously Ajax needs to win, but hey, I don't know. I think TAA for 6,400 is not bad. Chimikas is Robertson. I mean, the Chimikas-Robertson situation kind of scares me. They kind of been playing not full matches, either of them. So
Yeah, so we can look at this. I think Robertson, let's click in the semicast here. Cheat sheet, rotowire.com/soccer trial. Free 10-day trial. You can get this cheat sheet and you can easily click into player profiles. But yeah,
this is pretty awesome, by the way. So
Robertson went 90 minutes last week. I'm just looking through it all. Last weekend they lost at Nottingham Forest. So Robertson's back off his injury. So we have the situation which we saw earlier in the season. Tsimikas, you know, we saw him get a start, multiple starts with 59 minutes, 67 minutes. Against West Ham, he went 81 minutes. So that's the main worry with Tsimikas. I'm not sure you'll have that same worry with TAA, even though he's off an ankle injury. I mean, we could have the James Milner coming in kind of a thing.
Yeah, the James Milner experience.
Yeah, the James Milner experience. That's exactly what you'd call it, but... So you're not going to be on the two Liverpool fullbacks here.
I mean, you can. I mean, there is a, as you say, there is some guys that might be a decent plug and play instead of Tsimikas, I think, or Robertson. Napoli guys has been decent. Nuno Tavares on Marseille has been decent as well. Molina. Not bad. I mean, he doesn't have corners, but, you know, Atletico needs to win. Oliveira hasn't been bad. So I like the Napoli guys as well. I can see Emerson. People play Emerson. You have a Spurs lineup. A favorite of
Do not play Emerson at 4,900. Do not.
No, Emerson Royale, sorry. No, there's another Emerson somewhere. Yeah,
4,900, Emerson.
Yeah.
Do not play him.
Do not. All right. There you go.
Well, he's going to score now, so.
Yeah, don't play him. There's a ghetto guy, your boy is cheap, right? James Tavernier, 4,200.
No, he's not my boy. He's Ryan Belongi's boy.
Yeah, that's right, so. He's 4,200 is not bad.
He had a floor of 12 points in the first meeting, if that's going to sell you on anything.
Yeah, I mean, Tavernier is not bad for that price. I mean, I don't think he has gone. If you click on it, I guess, you probably see the logs. And
90,
82. Yeah. Not bad. I mean, against Liverpool, 5 points. Against Liverpool, I guess, not bad after getting manhandled, but
is there anyone to like from Atletico here?
Don't mind Molina, but for that price, I feel you can do better.
Yeah, you could go Emerson, right?
Or you could do, I like the Nuno Tavares, the Arsenal guy.
Okay, so
what about Frimpong? I don't know how much is Frimpong. Frimpong has been great, he was great on the reverse too.
Yeah, he's down here somewhere. Where is he? 4,300.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I have a hard time trusting Atletico, even though Molina probably plays 90.
I think, so for cash games, maybe even tournaments here, I think this is a three-defender slate. As we're just looking at all these defenders, you have a choice between Liverpool guys, Napoli guys. You got Christopher Lenz, you have Frimpong, even Bakker down there. Molina. We have a lot of guys that you can pick from. Nuno Tavares also, even away from home, it seems like he gets to a pretty safe number, even without set pieces every match. So we got a pretty wide range here. So what's the cheapest we'd go? I mean, I guess that Frimpong's down here, 4,300, 4,200, Lenz. That's probably the cheap end.
Yeah, I don't know if you can risk going with Barisic.
I mean, in the midfield for 6,700, probably not. When
no, Borna Barisic, like the
Barisic. Rangers, okay,
Rangers, left back, I think.
Yeah, 3,500. It's kind of tough, just because of the matchup. But I mean, hey, if Napoli score 3 goals in the first 30 minutes, this match is going to be open. So go with it.
somebody's not gonna care, right? So I think that Alfonso Davis is down here, 4,100. I'm not sure is he injured? I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure he came back. He's been playing.
Like, yeah, I don't know if he's
He's gone back to back 90s. He's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise just wait to see who the cheap fullback, $2,500 fullback's gonna be on the biggest underdog, and he'll probably score a brace off two rebound headers or whatever it was today.
Yep.
So that's all you need.
That's all you need, man. Yep. Pretty open and slate. Hey, if it's fun, you know, maybe get your expensive midfielders, play Colomwani. Don't play Griezmann. Play Griezmann. Play Son. Don't play Son. Play TAA. You know, It's a decent slate. I like it. There's options.
You're trying to get out of here without talking goalkeeper. Come on.
Oh God. Yes. All right.
Who are we getting here? Napoli 50% clean sheet. Tottenham 40%.
Oh, I mean,
what did Donnarumma end up with today? I think he was 58% clean sheet. He allowed two goals.
I don't know, probably, I think like 5 points. He had like a couple of saves. I mean,
7 points, but yeah. I mean, was it worth it? Probably not. Probably wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I don't like anyone, man.
Do you trust these guys at the top? Because unlike Tuesday slate, I think there is actually a way to get to the high end guys, but
yeah, I think so too.
It depends if like you think the 50% is worth it. I mean, Rangers haven't been that good, so I almost like Napoli's clean sheet chances better than PSG today, even though the odds don't say that. So
yeah, I agree with that. I think I like Napoli on the top.
I'd say if you have money, go Napoli. Do you trust Oblak in this spot? 5,500, 37% about.
God, it pains me to say this. I'd rather get Neuer.
Neuer. Ulreich. Ulreich is starting. Sven.
It's Ulreich. No, I don't like Ulreich for some reason.
You would play Neuer, but you're not going to play All right, yeah. Okay.
For some reason, all right, it's just, I mean, I feel like he's okay goalkeeper, but I don't know. I am not excited about it.
Do you like either side in this Frankfurt Marseille match? Has the lowest implied total? Is that, you know, the route just to go one of those guys there?
I'm no Lopez. Money at DFS. I like that match to go over, so.
No, you're going the Frankfurt Marseille over. That's why you're talking up Harit and Guendouzi.
Yeah. And I like that match to be 3-2 or something like that. So, hey, the odds know better, right? God, I don't know. Do you like Alisson? I guess Alisson is expensive too. I guess
I don't want to play him at Ajax. That just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, I think. God, I mean, how much is Alisson, by the way? I can see up 5,400. Yeah, I guess I can make an effort. If you can get Meret or Napoli goalkeeper, is fine to me. If not, just, you know, the cheap guys, if I had to pick one side, How was McGregor after the 7 goals for Liverpool? Did he get any points? I didn't look at it, but
McGregor, let's check it out. Goals allowed 7, 2 saves. He had negative 9.6 points.
Oh, great performance. Yeah,
I can't do that after.
No, I can't.
That match, after PSG scored 7. It does not feel right. Yeah. Rangers have been outplayed pretty much in every match.
Yeah, I feel it's either him or Adan, which is Sporting goalie. I mean,
Yeah, that's who I'm looking at, Adon. Yeah. He made five saves, got the winning clean sheet in the first meeting. Probably not going to happen again, but I don't think Sporting's last two matches, they've had a red card in the first 30 yeah. minutes in their last two Champions League matches. That's not going to happen. Well, it might happen again. I don't know. All right. It might happen again, but I think so. Adon's red card, wasn't it? He came out of the box and he might have handled the ball or something like that. Something stupid that happened.
It was terrible. He's older. Yeah, I'm with you. I like that Tottenham Lisbon to go the under, right? So what is it?
Yeah, I'd probably go with Adon or go all the way to the top. I guess that's where you're going.
Yeah, Adon or yeah. I will try to afford Meret. I guess you can sacrifice a little bit on defender to go Napoli goalie.
We're getting a question here from DFS Chan. Do we need to chase goals on a Champions League slate, even in cash games?
Yes, but yeah, I guess it depends, right? Like
to an extent, yeah.
I mean, like if you have Bayern against Pilsen, Barcelona against Pilsen. I mean, you have the big PSG against Maccabi Haifa, right? You have the big favor. And the over-under is, you know, probably four goals, three and a half, four. I mean, you have to chase, right? I mean, he works most of the time. But today, I mean, I don't feel, I mean, even though Napoli has been great, can Napoli run the table? Maybe, but is going to run the table with the same players. Well, not the same as PSG, which is so concentrated into three guys, or Barcelona, which is Lewandowski and Dembélé, or Bayern. Then, you know, Bayern, we have struggles because, you know, without having the Lewandowski guys, Mané and Sané and Kimmich, right? But, you know, you always have to chase goals on Champions League, but it depends on the slate. I mean, this slate is very even. I mean, you take away the Napoli match and everything else is, you know, what you expect for a home team to be. Odds around 2.5 goals for over-under. So, I mean, not a good slate to chase goals, I think. But
yeah, I think the thing to point out with just Napoli, I mean, you kind of said it here, is this isn't PSG. Like, even if Napoli score five goals, or if they score seven goals, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a chance none of their guys go over 30 points.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you could look at some of their game logs here and there. Sure, you know, some guys will have some big matches. I think Raspadori had, like, a 30-point game off the bench earlier. But, I mean, a lot of these guys are getting subbed off early. If they score three goals and it's halftime, these guys could all come off at half because a win is good enough to win the group here.
Yeah.
So, like, this isn't the PSG. In addition to it not being just concentrated into three guys like the PSG situation, all these guys are more likely to be subbed off as it is. So that is, you know, the main worry when you're like, okay, 10.5K, Kvaratskhelia, let's plug him in. Like, we see what he's done. Maybe he gets a goal and assist and you know, leaves with 25 points, but
yeah, it's not, it's just every slate is different, right? Like, I mean, we in Champions League, you get a lot of those that the biggest teams in Europe against, you know, the small Eastern European team, a small league team, even not so small Spanish team, right? But in that case, you know, like, you know, is Barcelona against Pilsen? Well, you obviously have to play Lewandowski, and he scored three goals, right? So it's a matter of that. But in this case, it's like, hey, Barcelona plays Bayern. You know, that match is being high scoring for Bayern mostly, but you can count on that considering that you have, you know, Liverpool guys, you have Atletico needing to score. So, I mean, in this case, I feel chasing goals is not the right strategy. You can even try, I mean, for GPP, but there is not a clear contender. Say, oh, this guy has the most upside. I mean, you can say maybe Harry Kane have the most, like, oh, two, three goals game, I guess. Maybe Salah. But I don't know. It just doesn't doesn't feel that they are mandatory like before this late start. So
right.
So I will say no, fella. Whoever asked the question just depends on the slate, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think this is easier just for tournaments. It's a little easier than Tuesday in terms of if you want to fade Napoli. Kind of just going off what we said, it's pretty easy to fade Napoli.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I just keep saying it, but if they score four goals, like, it's not going to be off from three players. Like,
We
saw Zombo, you know, get a couple assists or score already in Champions League. Yeah. I mean,
Simeone, and Dumbe, Aussie, man, all like, those guys have scored from
like
the
their fullbacks can score. Like the PSG fullbacks don't get involved. The Napoli fullbacks, those guys have shots. They have chances created every match. It's a different situation.
Yeah.
You have pretty much everyone on the team outside of the center backs, you know, outside of whatever corners and set pieces and whatever. But all these guys can score from open play, whereas PSG, you know, it's usually the front three. So
So
for tournaments,
just to say that, I mean, probably a good GPP lineup is full of Napoli guys. You fade Liverpool, you fade TA, you fade set pieces and go with Oliveira, Di Lorenzo, Zielinski, Carabella, and Lozano, or somebody else. I mean, if you like Raspadori better or whoever starts, and then you fill the rest of the lineup with the guys you can. So, I mean, it's not a bad strategy.
No.
But, you know, it's not like, you are safe for to win if they score five goals. So.
Right. If you're playing the 5-6 Napoli guys, you need the 5+ goals to have a chance.
Yeah.
All right, you're yawning here, but I'll get one last take from you. I don't think Atletico is your top tournament play.
No,
you mentioned Frankfurt, Marseille. Who's going to be like your top look for tournaments here?
Top look for tournaments.
There are, you know, the implied goal total for Barcelona, Bayern Munich, the Liverpool Ajax match is pretty high, but I was on the Liverpool under against Nottingham Forest over the weekend. These matches have not been going the same for Liverpool than we've seen in the past in terms of just how many goals. Granted, they did score 7 against Rangers, but I think Ajax may put up a better fight, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. It just feels – I mean, my problem with Liverpool is that, you know, upside Salah, I mean, Firmino's been amazing, but you're going to pay for Firmino. Then is Carvalho going to play? So what's happening? Is that Darwin Nunez on the bench? And is Jota injured, right? And Luis Diaz injured, right? So they have to go with those guys. God, I don't know. It's hard for me to – I mean, I will say – for tournaments, maybe do a Napoli stack. I mean, I like the Frankfurt Marseille game for fantasy points, but you know, considering the goals that Napoli has been scoring, I mean, maybe go that way and you know, get your Lobotka and get your Dombele or whatever you want, right? But I don't have a team. I don't have any clarity. I mean. And thank God you don't want my clarity because I thought Juventus was going to be awesome today. It wasn't. So, in fact, Benfica was actually pretty good. So,
I had some Rafa Silva with Mbappe, but Messi kind of destroyed that. So did Vlachodimos, who barely surpassed negative points. It was a good lineup with Rafa in there, but just didn't have the other correct pieces.
I mean, I like that match, but I for some reason I wasn't pretty excited with the Benfica salaries. You know, it would have been a great match to get Benfica with PSG if you could. So,
So you're going Lewandowski and Musiala. That's your move.
That's my team. No, that's okay. God. I really like. I mean, I wish the buyer guys were a little bit cheaper, but it's just hard.
Who do you think wins? You think Bayern Munich's going to win this game at Barcelona?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I seen the Chavineta is losing their wheels, so it's just
yeah,
not
I mean, we have Marcos Alonso here projected at center back, and that's what UEFA is doing here. So, hey, you know, go for it.
He's tall. He's tall. Not a good defender, but he's tall. Hey, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I believe you're going to see Spurs stacks. You're going to see the Son, Kane several times, probably Salah and
Firmino.
Firmino's definitely some Napoli field, but I'm not sure it's gonna be clear winner. I mean, I still like the Frankfurt game, but when I see the lineup, I say, well, I can play Colomwani, and then what? And then I just not pretty happy playing Mario Götze, not happy playing Lindstrom or
Christopher Lenz.
Like cheap Lenz. Right, Alibu is cheap, right? But it's not like he's gonna score. I mean, he's gonna score goals, right? So
the last thing here, Frankfurt, they're at a loss of center backs here. They're actually gonna start a 22-year-old named Smolcic, who has 31 minutes played this season in league play and Champions League.
Wow.
He is starting. The manager said he's starting, so that's something to keep an eye on. If you want to, like, if you're interested in some Marseille pieces there for score goal or something
really
like that.
Do you really want to play that guy? Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. They have no one else. That's kind of what
you're
going to
play Rode, or is Rode on Frankfurt? I don't know who's anyhow, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. All right, Luis, get out of here. That's it. Luis, thanks
all
for
right,
joining
man.
Me. You can find him at Patrick Goal on Twitter. I am at Rodas Droik. RotoWire.com. Check out all our content. We're going to have a Ryan Belongi article up Wednesday morning. We already got the FanDuel article up. That's it. We're getting out of here. Like and subscribe. Thank you, Luis. Have a good night. We'll see everyone next week for more Champions League.
Good luck, guys. We're almost done. There's a World Cup coming.